But yeah.
Yeah.
Too Much Rock podcast number 741. I am your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and to play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Petite League from Syracuse, New York, and the song NYCBS. That's on the band's brand new album, Dead Star City Tours, that came out May 30th. It is self-released, but it's available on beautiful vinyl. The band will be bringing it on tour with them. I know they got a date in Kansas City, so they probably have a date near you as well. I'm not sure why I like that band as much as I do. It doesn't sound like something I'd be really into, but I really enjoy that. Just something about it clicks, and the lyrics are fantastic. Anyway, I got lots of music that's going to click for you, though. Most of it's power pop. I mean, we're starting here with the Speedways. This is Visiting Hours.
Until the coast is clearing, out of love.
welcome back to the podcast. We started that set off with the Speedways from London and the song Visiting Hours. That's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out February 21st on Stardom Records. That is an obvious homage to Elvis Costello, but I'm here for it. I love everything that band does, and if they want to do Elvis Costello better than Elvis Costello does nowadays, that's fine by me. After that, we heard from Friends of Cesar Romero, the project of Jay Whalen, who's based out of Rapid City, South Dakota. The song is called Throwing Deadly Nightshade. It's on his new album, Spider Dreamer Sweet Tooth, which came out April 7th. Self-release. That one's a digital-only thing. Gonna have to pick that one up on Bandcamp, but I strongly suggest you do. It's a fantastic album that shows a lot of breath to it, from punk rock to power pop, and always good things. And then we ended things off with the Minus Five, with the song Let the Rope Hold Cassie Lee. That's on the band's new album, Or on Penelope, which came out May 30th on Yep Rock Records, the project of Scott McKay from so many bands. It's also got lots of stars on that, Linda Pittman, Peter Buck. They're all in the band, and it's all wonderful. Anyway, I guess I should continue to play some more music here. I've got one from the Randalls queued up. This one's called 7-inch.
Girl.
Oh, that one definitely gets stuck in my head. Hope it does yours as well. That is Vista Blue with the song She Doesn't Want to Be Your Rally Girl. It's on the band's new album, Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, which came out April 5th. You can pick that one up on the band's Bandcamp site, where you can order on CD as well, but no vinyl. Womp womp. If this is the first time you've heard Vista Blue, well, welcome to the podcast. You must not be a longtime listener, because they end up here all the time. They release something about every 2 weeks, and it's always fantastic. I've never seen the Nashville band live. I don't think they tour. Maybe a trip to Nashville is in order. Before that, we heard from the Randalls with the song 7-Inch. That is the A-side of a 7-Inch. They came out December of 2022 on Jarama 45 RPM Records. Just fantastic. That's what a 7-Inch is, right? One poppy song, it just grabs you, and that's all it needs to be, and the Randalls know that. So that's how that set ends. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to turn things up just a little bit here. This is Tanqueray with the song 6 Month Skin.
Wanna be a skin or pay no toll.
And that is the sound of 7 seconds fading away. The song is New Wind. It was the title track of the band's second album that came out in 1986. Those recently reappeared in two versions. First, a remastered version of New Wind, and second, a kind of reimagining called Change in My Head, which includes most of the tracks of New Wind, as well as a couple of songs that were found in that same session, didn't make the album, but now they've been dusted off and included in this new version, overseen by Ian MacKay, kind of an alternate version of what could have been. That album created a bit of a dust-up when it was released. The band openly thanked U2, and it really ticked off the punk rockers who weren't quite ready to transition to something more melodic, even though 7 seconds was. I haven't listened to New Wind in years, so I came in to Change My Head with an open mind. It certainly isn't blasphemous, but it doesn't have the punch of The Crew. But that song there, that one's fantastic, and the backing vocals, oh, that's something you want to sing into a microphone and a big pile on, right? And before that, we heard from Tanqueray with the song 6 Month Skin. Say that 3 times fast. That's from the band's album And So I Abide, which came out in 2001 on CD on Cosa Nostra Records. The band played a reunion show last week, and they've got one more coming up. I think it's at Howdy or Farewell sometime in early June, so keep an eye out for that. That band hasn't played for years. I forgot how wonderful they were, how melodic they were, and all those bass chords, so I went and picked up that album, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I can share it with you as well. Anyway, we're out of time, so I'll go ahead and wrap things up, let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 741, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. There's lots of things coming up here. It's going to be a busy June for us. We've got Champ playing at Replay on the 4th and at Howdy on the 5th. Daniel Gum is playing Electric Park on the 5th. P. Lander Z is at the Record Bar that night. On the 6th, April Mist is at Minibar. Thong Gag is at Howdy on the 9th. On the 10th, Wayne Payne is playing Farewell. Drew Black is playing at Terry Quinn's headquarters that night. On the 11th, Petite League is at Record Bar. On the 12th, Interceptor is coming to Skate Bar. On the 13th, Haunted Creepy is at the Warehouse on Broadway. Also, Eggs on Mars at Skate Bar. Flock of Seagulls at the Uptown. On the 14th, Swing and Return play at Lemonade Park. I'm looking over at the website. Not a whole lot new. I've got photos, videos, and my thoughts of a show that happened last week, or maybe it was the week before. Who can really keep up there? At Folklore, including Juliet Frost, Futch Dog, and Drew Black. Lots of things coming. I'm a little far behind, but you'll find photos and videos and things like that leaking out before the full coverage anyway. All right, I've saved one more for you, and it is a doozy. It's going to change the tone, but that's okay. This is an album that I am stuck on. It's by Alan Sparhawk. The album is called With Trampled by Turtles because it was recorded with the band Trampled by Turtles. It came out last Friday, May 30th, on Sub Pop Records. In 2022, Alan lost his musical partner, his wife, the mother of his children, Mimi Parker, to ovarian cancer. And he's still dealing with it. He's very much in the bargaining phase on this record. And sometimes it's a hard listen, but it's a beautiful one. So I'm going to play a track here called Not Broken. It features guest vocals from his daughter, Hollis Sparhawk. So we're getting things here. Alan Sparhawk, the song Not Broken. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
One of these days I'm gonna learn something I've probably already heard. So turn on the bright lights, turn up the drum. Turn up the probably I don't know.
It's not broken. I'm not angry. It's broke.